I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today on the program is a young man from the Twin Cities, Trent Romans. Welcome, Trent.
Welcome. Thank you.
And he also brought John Wright here on bass. And let's get started with something. You're playing tonight at the Ashland Folk Festival in Ashland, Wisconsin. You're headlining it, right?
Yes.
And then tomorrow night at Bev's Juke Joint in Superior. What time is that show? Do you remember?
9 to 1, yep.
Okay.
Way past my bedtime.
Hey, that's rocking time, though, so it's good.
Yeah.
What do you want to get started with?
Oh, we're going to do an original that I wrote called Right Back Where I Started.
All right. Trent Romans live from Studio A, along with John Wright on bass. Trent, you are from Edina, right? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have been playing guitar since you were just a young pup.
Yes.
And in fact, I hear that you were playing the blues before you even knew what the blues was, kind of.
Well, I knew what the blues was. I guess I didn't understand the blues. I never really listened to it. But my idea as a kid, it was, you know, playing a harmonica in a jail cell, that was the blues, you know, like certain pictures like that in my head, that's just what I imagined it as being. But I was playing guitar, and I guess what I must have just been playing some bluesy riffs, but my dad said, that's the blues. And then ever since then, I was just really, really interested in it.
So it's kind of something you were drawn to right away.
Yeah, right away.
When you started playing guitar. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like your dad had kind of a great record collection that could kind of educate you about that kind of music, too.
He loves to see live music.
Does he?
He loves it. And he loves bringing me along, too, which is great. That was, I mean, that's amazing.
So you've been going to shows since you were just a kid. You're only 19 now. Yeah. So when I say just a kid, when you were just a little kid.
Before I was a teenager, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what was the first show that you saw? Do you remember?
Well, if I told you honestly, it would be Backstreet Boys.
That's
when
okay.
I was really, really, really young, before I knew what music was. But
it's good to have examples of what music shouldn't be before you know.
You're right.
You got to know what not to do.
Learn by my mistakes. But the first real show was the Allman Brothers. I mean, like real the one that really caught my attention. And ever since then, you know, it was, I know what I want to do. I want to do that. I want to be on stage like that. And I want to do that every night.
And how old were you when you saw them?
Maybe 12 or 13, I think.
Well, how great to have that, to be able to have that example so young. A lot of kids wouldn't be, their parents wouldn't be taking them to shows like that. So that's great that you had that opportunity.
Yeah, I know. I was usually the youngest one at these shows. So.
And then you started playing out and kind of doing, well, what kind of places were you playing at when you first started?
Well, I used to go to open jams. That was another thing that my dad really supported me with, was bringing me to these open jams at these bars that I couldn't go by myself. You know, I wasn't even old enough to drive. And he would bring me to those. And so I would just play those every Monday. You know, I'd go up for two songs. And that was the most fun. I mean, just playing on a stage with musicians was awesome because I didn't get much of that. You know, it's just me playing in my room. But then I started playing not necessarily regularly, but Elijah Blue is a blues player in town there. He would he'd invite me to come play with him for a full show, so I'd have a full night of playing, and that was a lot. I mean, that was basically what I was doing for a while.
And it's kind of grown from there, it sounds like. Have you gotten out on the road much at all? Or
That would be right now. That's what we're doing. No, I really haven't. I mean, I played...
Well, you've been in school, for one thing.
High school, that was tricky to, you know, do that. And I didn't really have too many opportunities to do it. Now, it's this summer, I'll be traveling a little bit. And I hope to travel a lot more, obviously. But this is a lot of fun. I'm having fun doing it.
And you just released your first album? How long ago was that?
That was near the end of January. And I've only been playing with these guys since January, the whole band thing. Came out January 20th, and it's been fun.
When did you first start writing your own songs?
I guess not that long, about probably a year and a half. You know, around the time the CD, like we were doing the CD, that's when I was writing, and my writing skills kind of kept progressing, and that's what made the record so long to record, is because we'd record three or four songs. And then I'd be like, well, I just wrote these ones, and these are, you know, I like these a lot better. And John, who recorded the album, he agreed, so we would, you know, have to go back and re-record them. But I haven't been writing that long, but I love it now, though. I love doing it, so I write it quite often.
So you just kind of said, I'm gonna try this and see how it goes. And
yeah.
And was it hard to get started, or was it easy? Or
it was a little bit more difficult. The biggest obstacle was singing. I never sang. I went to all these open jams and never opened my mouth on stage. You know, I just wanted to play. That's what I wanted to do. Didn't want to have to sing, never wanted to. And then everyone would tell me, you know, you got to start singing, Trent. If you want to do this, you know, you got to start singing. And then I'd be like, well, look at Jeff Beck. Like, you know, Jeff Beck and all these guys who don't sing at all. And but then I eventually started liking to sing. I really wanted to start doing it. And then it's like, well, I want to play this song, so I'm going to have to learn the words and sing it, and I'm glad I did because it led me on to writing. I mean, that's kind of how that sparked my writing interest, is now that I'm singing, why not write a song and, you know, put lyrics and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just such a whole different animal than playing guitar.
It's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
It is.
So it must be kind of interesting to kind of add that in and see how that goes.
Keeps me busy.
Well, it's good to challenge yourself.
It is. You should. I should be. I'm going to have to challenge myself my whole life.
Yeah, well, you've done a great job. What do you want to play next for us?
We're going to play another original. Oh, this one's called Stimulate Me. This is the first one off the CD.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm out of tune.
Well, remind people that Trent, this is Trent Romans, and he's playing tonight at the Ashland Folk Festival in Ashland, Wisconsin, and then tomorrow night at Beth's Juke Joint in Superior.
Trying to shake these signs in disguise has us doing wrong. Tell me it's all right to believe what I see on the screens. Imagine if we used all the power in our head. Would we even think about killing a man? Talk is cheap, oh, if the money's good. Don't let them stimulate you. Don't you think that your mind is abused and confused to make sure you don't get out of it? It's hard to teach you how to free yourself if you can't try it. You learn that this feeling when it just won't stay. Every step forward is just two steps back. Let's turn around to see where we really found. No, you won't simulate me. Thank you.
That's Trent Romans live from Studio A, and another one from his new album. Well, when you walked in the studio today, Trent, you were kind of looking at the equipment and naming the microphones, and you said you just finished your first year of recording engineering school. Is that right?
Audio production.
Audio production.
Same thing. Yep.
So, you're kind of interested in getting into all aspects of the business? It sounds like.
Yeah, a little bit. Partially, the initial reason was I was coming out of high school, and I knew I didn't want to go to a four-year college because I want to play loud guitar and that doesn't fly, you know, in dorms and whatnot, and I didn't want to do the education thing anyway. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll go to a music school and I'll, you know, learn the theory. And then I was like, no, I like my theory. I don't want to learn that. And so it so happened that there's an audio production program, a cheap audio production program, up the road, so I decided to do that, and it's going to keep me busy for 2 years, and hopefully I can, you know, make a living doing this, and also, I mean, now I'm just like really excited about learning all the gear and audio production stuff now. So now I'm a lot more into it, but yeah, I like learning the aspect of both sides of, you know, recording an album, like writing the tunes, and then actually recording that album, you know, just process and all that. I think it will be beneficial.
Now, where did you record the album that you just put out?
We recorded it at New Folk Records in Savage.
Okay, yes. John there helped you with that.
Yes, me and John. Yes, John produced it. And
now, how did you? Unfortunately, I didn't give John a microphone. Sorry, John.
Oh. No, I purposed. I made sure he didn't get one.
How did you? Yeah, he paid me money. How did you find John and who else is in your band? Because you're gonna have, and we should also tell people, you know, you're playing the acoustic right now, but normally you're rocking. I mean, and you're rocking on that.
But
normally,
up to 11.
Yeah, yes. Normally you got the electric and you're rocking that. Although you seem to know your way around the acoustic pretty well too. So this is just kind of a stripped down example of what you're going to hear if you go and check out the shows that are going on tonight and tomorrow. Tell me about the rest of your band and how you got hooked up with them.
Okay, so.
Through your dad.
I know.
His dad called me.
His dad called John.
Yep, one of my dad's friends and someone who recorded with John had mentioned John's name to my dad because they were talking about, because I needed to do something with my music career, so I was going to record a CD. So my dad talked to John. John checked out my stuff, and apparently he liked it, and he called, I think we talked then for quite a while, and then the rest is history. I mean,
the musicians were friends of mine.
And then he called the musicians who recorded on the CD, because I didn't know anyone, and great musicians. We had Jordan Carlson on drums. We had Toby Marshall on keys, who will be playing this weekend at all the gigs. And then we had backup singers. We had Kate Fierro and Shayla Lee sing backups, and they were lovely. And we had Tony Paul on percussion, a percussionist in town that I play with. And then we have Billy Thomas on drums this weekend, which will be really fun. I'm excited about that.
Okay. And now your dad keeps coming up in all of this. Now, he's not a musician himself, right?
Can't play a lick, no.
But he obviously is a huge music fan and a huge supporter of yours.
Yes, he is. He knows that it's what I'm going to do and it's all I want to do. So he definitely gets that. And he, you know, works out good. My mom also really loves music. And also, I mean, obviously she's a very big supporter. You know, my parents are very, very helpful, and that's beautiful. It really helps out. It makes it a lot easier to do what I'm doing. My dad was the one who would drive me there every Monday night, you know. Like, he'd go the extra mile. He loves it.
Do you have other siblings as well?
Yes, I've got twin brothers and an older sister.
Any musicians in the lot?
No. Oh. Really? It really doesn't even stretch out into, like, my cousins or, you know, their cousins. It's really, like, everyone in my family's like, well, where'd it come from? You know, like, it has to come from somewhere. Yeah, like, DNA test. Let's get one of those.
Well, you're starting the family tradition. How's that?
All right.
You're starting your own tradition. Right. All right, well, we have time for one more. What do you want to finish up with here, Trent?
We're going to do a blues song. I know I'm white and young, but we'll do a blues song.
I do want to mention, I that your very first song, I noticed that it started with the words "woke up this morning," which is a fine blues tradition.
It is, yes. But that, I mean, that also correlated to what I felt. I mean, you know, that song, I don't want to stray too far, but that song was written about being in high school and waking up at the same time, same day, in the same room, just over and over again. And it just, right back where I started every day. And it just like bored me. I was like, I want to change. Rough. I want to wake up in a new state. I want to wake up in a new world. Night. Yeah. It is rough.
It gave you the blues.
Well, no, I wouldn't. Well, I got sick of it. I wouldn't say it gave me the blues, but it's a fun song to rock out to.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the name of this one? Tell me again. What's the name of this one?
This one is "If I Had Possession Over Judgment Day."
All
it's
right.
A Robert Johnson song, which he just turned 100. Well, he 100th anniversary or something. Like, yeah, it wasn't too long ago. I think it might have been last month. Still want to stay in tune.
If I had possession over Judgment Day, Lord, the little woman I love wouldn't have no right to pray. And I went to the mountains looking as far as my eyes could see. And I went to the mountains looking as far as my eyes could see. Some other man got my woman, and these lonesome blues got me. And I rode in a tumble, cried the whole night long. And I rode in a tumble, cried the whole night long. Boy, I woke up this morning, my biscuit roll up gone. Had to fold my house and I slowly walked away. Had to fold my house and I slowly walked away. I said in my mind, your trouble gonna come someday. Now run here, baby, sit down on my knee. Now run here, baby, sit down on my knee. I wanna tell you about the way they treated me.
That's Trent Romans live from Studio A. And again, he's playing tonight at the Ashland Folk Festival in Ashland, Wisconsin, and at Bed's Duke Joint tomorrow night in Superior starting at 9 o'clock. Thanks so much for coming in, Trent.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And I hope we'll have you back in, you know. I'm sure you're going to have a nice long career. So.
Oh, I hope so. That's the key. That's the goal. All right.
And thanks also to John Wright on bass, who has been here before. So welcome back, John.
Glad to be here.
To check out.
Hold on, I don't know if they heard you.
Why, thank you. Glad to be here.
That was weird.
To check out upcoming guests or to listen to our archive sessions, you can go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Sarah Koshin and Cameron Flackney, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.